Hey ladies, does your voice really matter? My guest thinks so. Hey there and welcome. This is Love People and Make Money. I am your host. My name is Kelly McCauzy. This is episode number 31. My fellow podcasters will understand the frustration of batch recording podcast episodes and discovering later you said the wrong episode number on a bunch of your recordings. But I am correct. This is episode number 31. So, wow. We've got 1 week left in September as I record this episode. That means we're 3/4 of the way through the 2019 Stretch Yourself Challenge, the 10th anniversary. I wanted it to be bigger and better than ever, and it has been bigger and better than ever. I'm going to record a whole episode about the things I noticed and learned during this challenge. You can look forward to that. I think episode number 33 will be my personal recap episode. Just know I'm having so much fun. I couldn't have more fun without being in person with all of these people. Like, that would make it even more fun. But being digitally connected to everybody through the Zoom rooms and the Facebook group, and those who took the private accountability upgrade, the Voxer access, it's been amazing. So just so everybody, I just want to remind everyone, the Stretch Yourself Challenge is an annual event. It happens in September every year, but the Stretch Yourself Challenge guide is available as a self-study resource in between the challenges. So you can pick up your guide at stretchyourselfchallenge.com. So what else is on my plate right now? Getting ready for Exposure and Profit 6. It's coming up in less than a month in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited. Around this time, I start to really track my guest list and know where I am. As of today, Exposure and Profit 6, I have more registrations than I have on any previous year. I love growth. I always dream of, you know, one of my events, like doubling in size from 1 year to the next. That I would love to see that. But I love that I always see growth. If there's a few more bodies in the room, like, I tell myself, I'm happy because we're growing. I gotta tell you, I want to call bullcrap on myself because I do want to double it in size, doggone it. I do. But I am so grateful for every single person who buys a ticket, who shows up, all of the speakers who travel from all around the place to be with us and talk about content marketing and community building. Makes my heart so happy. So if you are listening to this early on, if it is not yet October 11th and you want to join us, go to exposureandprofit.com to get your ticket. I have a great guest on the show this week. You know, lately I have been doing a lot of podcast interviews where I'm showing up on other people's programs. And then I enjoy it so much, I end up inviting them to come back and be on my show. And Cami Gildner is one of those people. I loved being on her podcast, Extraordinary Women Radio. And now she's my guest. So let's jump in and get to know Cami. Hey, everybody, you're back with Kelly here on Love People and Make Money, and I'm joined now by my guest, Cami Gildner from CamiGildner.com, host of the Extraordinary Woman Radio podcast. Hi, Cami.
Hi, so great to be here with you.
I am super excited. I
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, it was so much fun to have you on my show, and now I get to be on yours. It's like, ooh, this is fun.
yeah, this was an unexpected perk
Totally.
of doing. I've done a lot of podcast interviews this year. I really pushed myself in that direction. I've been a podcaster since podcasting was born.
Right, I know. It's so impressive how long you've been doing it.
But as I've gone out there and been on different shows, then like the bonus round is, oh, I usually get to invite them back to my house.
That's awesome. Well, I'm honored to be here.
So my audience wants to know you. Who are you? What do you do?
So, I am a business coach and I believe that women's voices matter. I'm a connector, I'm a storyteller. I have a podcast called Extraordinary Women Radio. And I really am passionate these days about helping women raise up their voices and their visibility so that they can grow their business and attract more of the right clients into their business.
Women's voices matter. I was reading an article just a couple days ago about women's voices, how often they're disrespected in the corporate space, like in the organizational structure space.
You know, and I think that's part of why I'm so passionate about it, right? I mean, I came out of that space and I felt that. And when I stepped into my own business, I really felt I had to learn to find my voice, right? And to really stand up in it. I was very accustomed at up-leveling other people's voices, but not necessarily giving voice to my own.
One of the things that article mentioned is something women do more often than men. I've heard guys do it too. But when they're about to say something, they say, I think.
Right, they soften it, right? Yes.
What you might
Yes.
want to do is.
And I think that's well, here I go. I think, right? But I do believe that as part of the ways we have learned to communicate over the years, so that we can show up in the conversation in a softer way and not necessarily in our authority.
Yes. I know a lot of people who've known me for a while would say that, that I'm strong, that I stand up for myself. And yet there are situations that I get in where I do totally cop out, play small. In fact, there's a situation just this year where there's a woman who I've got huge respect for, but when I'm around her, I tend to get small. And she actually turned to me once and told me I was being coy. First I was like, coy, what are you talking
What?
about? I had to go like remind myself of the technical definition, and it's basically holding back, playing a game, almost like playing a game of you come get me.
Right,
And
right.
she was like, I am not having it. I'm not going to play this game of digging for what you've got. Speak up or shut up,
Yes. And
And
I
it's
get
like,
that.
ouch.
I can think of an example where I've done it this year as well. I mean,
Yeah.
so I sit on the board of the Women's Foundation of Colorado, which is an amazing organization that really does good for women in our state. It's really about changing how we support women in the state and how women it, when women thrive, our state thrives. So there's some beautiful things that we do. But I joined a new committee. I'd been part of the development committee where we were always bringing funding in. We were always out fundraising, and I've been doing that a lot for a long time in the nonprofit world, helping bring funds, corporate sponsors, bringing dollars to a nonprofit organization. That's been part of my volunteer work that I've done for a long time. But I decided this year that I needed to join a new committee. And so I joined a committee called Impact Investing, and it's very much about how do we bring together funding for example, entrepreneurs. And so we're raising dollars to help entrepreneurs fund their startups, and raising dollars to help nonprofit organizations apply for grants and or loans. And so this is a whole new space for me, this impact investing. And I sit on this board with a lot of people who are very deeply financially savvy. You know, they've been in the financial industry for a long, long time. They've been in the banking industry for a long, long time, impact investing. And so I'm coming in as a board member without the deep knowledge of, you know, that many of the people sitting around the table. But part of the reason they invited me to come onto this board was because I am a board member, or onto this committee, because I am a board member, so I can bring the board's perspective to the table. But I can find myself playing small in that space because I don't have the same level of knowledge. And what I have to keep reminding myself is that, you know, they put me on that committee for a different reason, because I have the perspective of the board and I might be a layman in the room, so that I can turn around and have the conversation with board members who are laymen when it comes to that kind of field. So I think it's that remembering that we all each bring something valuable to the table, to the conversation. And, you know, no matter what our viewpoint is or what our background is, we're bringing in our own unique perspective.
Yes. The there's a saying that comes to mind. It's one of those unknown quotes that I heard, you know, 25 years ago that stuck with me, and that's you don't have to be more than God made you to be.
Right.
But stop being less.
Yes.
It creates this curiosity of, what has God created me to be?
And, right. And knowing that what our purpose is and how we're meant to be shown, and that we've got our own unique gifts and talents, and finding, you know, and I believe we were given those unique gifts and talents for a reason, right? I mean, we came into this world with those gifts and talents, and we're meant to do something with those. We're meant to make an impact with that. And if we sit back and play small with it, we don't make the impact we wish to make.
Yes. Oh boy, I could rabbit trail in five directions right now, but I want to find out. I always remind myself, like, this is not just a coffee chat for you, Kelly.
I think it's a great coffee chat.
So we talk about content marketing and community building in my.
Yes, and we were so aligned in this.
So when you think about all the content marketing that you have engaged in over the last year or so, what's been your favorite?
You know, and one thing I just want to point out here, that is something that I never would have thought of 10 years ago, that I was going to be a content marketer, that when I stepped into the coaching world, right, that wasn't what I was thinking about. What was my content marketing strategy going to be when I was looking at that 10 years ago? And so it's been such an evolution to really wrap my head around is absolutely that's what we do. We do, you know, we get to share amazing stories that want to flow through us, teachings that want to flow through us. And when I think about this past year, what stands out for me is how my content continues to evolve, right? It's like we have our core teaching points that we start to build and we start to coach with and we work with our clients on, and we start to refine what that content is. And along the way, we have our own life lessons, right? There's these spaces where we're evolving and growing our businesses, and we learn more about what's important to growing our businesses. And then we can apply that to our content that we're teaching to our clients. And so it's been really fun for me to see how pieces interconnect, how things that I taught back in my corporate days, even I'm even bringing some of those threads forward into working with entrepreneurs today, around how we raise up our voice, how we build our expertise. And so what's beautiful is we create this amazing quilt, if you will, or, you know, weaving of our knowledge and our expertise, and it continues to grow and evolve as we grow and evolve in our businesses.
I got a loop left open to ask the question again. What you just said was great. So I'm looking for my answer.
Oh, that's why I didn't answer it.
Do you know how my brain opens loops and wants to close loops?
Yes, that's good.
So yes to all that. And can I ask again, look back at all the content marketing that you've done, what has been your favorite?
What's been my favorite? I think where I've really honed in this year on the three pillars of my work. So it's about the voice of who you are, really aligning your brand to who you are, and then stepping into the vision, the strategy, the business models that we incorporate into our business so that we create a business that's the type that we desire. It's the right pricing, the right packaging, the right work-life balancing. And then the third part is once those two pieces are in place, the voice and the vision, the visibility becomes so important to be able to scale our business to the next level. And so